get ready to aim true and hit that target with the Bowman Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of archery, hunting, and all things outdoors. Whether it's tracking down that elusive elk, bagging a trophy buck, or honing your skills at the gym, we've got you covered. With decades of experience, we're not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk. So, lock and load.
Locked and loaded.
Because we're not just aiming for the bullseye, we're hitting it dead center. Get ready for laughs, camaraderie, and a whole hell of a lot of testosterone. The Bowman Podcast, where the hunt never ends, and the stories are always legendary. And now your hosts, Paul Romano Jr., Troy Forrester, and Cedric O'Hara.
All right, good evening, everyone. Here we are. We got Build the Bone here, Mr. Shane. How you doing today, sir?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. So I got to say, what's that buck on that picture back there, man? That's proof in the pudding, huh?
That is proof in the pudding. That is Vic Crito's deer. It's in MacArthur, Ohio. They're in Michigan. They have a farm. He manages deer. He does protein feed. Hammers build the bone to it. And no joke, this deer went from upper 160s, best they could tell from the pictures, to 205 and 6/8.
Holy crap.
And 1 year. That was one year jump. And they knew they had him. They watched him the year before. You know, they do a great job managing. And, you know, it takes genetics. It takes a lot of things. But when you get the combination right, it was a huge jump. And they are the biggest believers in the world, as well as many others out there. And awesome. People really just have to see it for themselves.
Great. Well, we'll get into a little bit more detail there, but I just looked down and saw that and I had to ask. So
yes, sir.
This is like our guy who went from 160 to 214, you know,
yes.
In one year,
Johnny Maxwell.
Yep. Maxwell.
Yep. And then it's Troy in our language. That's like our 80 inch went to like 120. So think of it nice. just to clarify for you and me. That's what we're working with here. Okay.
So, all right. I can understand that.
It's not always like that.
So. All right. We got Mr. Troy Forrester here coming from Ohio. How's the weather out there? Is it broken yet?
Oh, well, we've been having flooding and rain and all kinds of craziness, tornado warnings all afternoon. But I'd say it's spring. It's finally spring. I let the wood burner go out yesterday, actually. So
nice. So you actually get
what part of Ohio?
Right in the middle. I live kind of near Mansfield, Ohio, in between Columbus and Cleveland.
I'm halfway between Cincinnati and Columbus myself. So,
oh, nice. Yeah, we're not too far off then.
Nice. I don't know.
Yeah, it's beautiful up here. I can't complain one bit.
Yes, sir.
We'll have to get some Build-A-Bone out there on those farms you got and get them growing.
Yeah, I need to. That'll all start here real soon.
That's already started, brother. Already started. All right, Mr. Cedric O'Hara is back from the night shift. Missed a couple episodes here in the beginning. We forgive you. It's okay.
I appreciate it.
Someone's got to make money on this podcast because we certainly are not. But we'll get into your scarring here in a little bit. I know you got a little bit of a story there, but I got to ask, that picture behind your head, is it a cow or is it a dog?
Yeah, it's a Highland cow, courtesy of my wife.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense. Big into the Highland cows.
The professional photographer.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta admit, man, like I'm kind of jealous. I'm not gonna lie.
Of Joe's?
I'm gonna have to admit it. Not of you and Joe's, because you know you guys are perfect and I have my own, but like of her talent. Like,
yeah, dude.
There is shit that she puts out that's just like,
and there's a lot of students. Yeah. I tell everybody, like, obviously what her and I do, I'm just 5% of it. You know what I mean? She's 95% of it. But we sent a bunch of stuff over to Kings. You know, we started working with them here a while back. Yeah. And
they posted almost all of it.
Yeah. I mean, just like that. I mean, they put us into like their spring collection and a bunch of stuff. And I was talking with them yesterday and they're like, dude, we are, I mean, blown away. And I mean, it's fun because, like, you know, I have like the eye that like I see in other content and stuff like that helps give me ideas. But man, just like for somebody that isn't like a hunter, essentially, like she likes being outdoorsy and stuff like that, but not being a hunter, to just the eye that she has for things is just phenomenal. Yeah. And even just that, like just the set, like to have her settings as perfect as she can, like she has those things dialed, you know what I mean? To where it's the color's amazing. It's crispy. I mean, it's
So does she have a setting to make me look skinny when I'm out there?
She can do that. She can do
that. She shrink my head down a little bit.
All right. You guys are coming out this hunting season. It's going to make Troy look bigger and me look smaller.
I used to have a sponsor, a bow sponsor, and I'm not going to mention a name, but my cameraman actually went through and he slimmed my belly down. He's like, watch this. Boom. And they actually used it as a poster at the ATA. So
nice. Really cool.
But
You should have had a before and after poster.
Before the hunt, I'm skinny. After the hunt, I'm fat. You know,
you gotta celebrate, man. Right. You gotta celebrate. Awesome. Mr. Noel Evans, thanks for coming on. We got
absolutely
a product of Build the Bone right there behind you on the wall. My inspiration. I love that deer. But yeah, what's going on? Anything new there, Noel? I haven't heard from you in a while. You've been pretty quiet.
No, I've been busy getting ready to go to Canada in a couple of weeks. And
you're here, just, what, 2 weeks or so? You're going up there?
18 days we leave, so.
Sweet.
Excited about that.
Nice. So. Yeah, he's going up to shoot some big Bruins up there in Canada, hopefully.
Yep. I've been watching the weather. It's like 27 in the morning and, you know, 45 in the evening. So, yeah.
Wait for a color phased bear.
If I can.
That's my dream. I got a bunch of these big black ones on the wall here around my house that I've shot, but I want a color phase. That's my dream. If I was to pick anything, color phase bear.
No, that'd be awesome, but I'm not going to be too picky. My first trip and trying to, you know, get as much video as I can for the TV show. So I'll jump in somebody else's blind with them, you know.
Yeah. The rule of bear hunting is this. If it looks like a dog, it's probably too small.
Yeah.
Are you flying or driving, Noel?
Flying. Okay. Yeah, it's in Alberta, northern Alberta. So,
yeah.
But what they have here is pretty cool how he does it. He actually puts a T-post in the ground where these bears come in at. And so when they come into the bait piles, you can actually see if it's not as tall as the T-post, it's too small. If he's above the T-post, he's a shooter.
Yeah.
Pretty smart idea.
That's what we did. Where we had our property up in Troy where we're going hunting. It's probably not there now, but my grandfather growing up had a full size mount bear that was 250 pounds. So we measured it from the leg to the top of the shoulder. And we would spray paint a line on the tree or we would get barrels, you know, that would match that. And if it was above the barrel, you were good. If it was below that, you know, no go. But yeah, a lot of places.
Very smart.
Do that. Yeah. I mean,
I would have no idea how a big bear, a little bear, you know. So
I won't let you shoot a little one. Trust me. my brother Jacob, he confirmed our dates. We're good for September. We're going. Cedric or Noel or Shane, if you want to come, if you can get up to New York, we're doing a bear hunt September 13th at a family property up there. We got a ton of bears. Bunch of locations. We're going for 3-4 days. So if you want to join, you're more than welcome. Let us
know. Never been yet.
But archery, bear, tags are cheap. We got free housing. I cook. I'm a chef.
Yeah, he's a good cook.
So we'll be good. We'll be good there.
Good.
So if you want to come, just let me know. Send me the deets. We'll get you there.
Thank you.
But yeah, man.
Archery shop and a podcast, but really his true calling is cooking.
You don't get this big by not eating well,
right?
Yeah, I know. Right? See, I look skinny from like here to here, but it's the rest of it that's there. That's why I don't hunt in the saddle. Although Benny's making me a saddle.
That's heck yeah.
He's making me a saddle. I said it's for picture purposes only.
Yeah,
he's like, you're gonna have a picture of you a foot and a half off the ground, aren't you? I'm like, yep.
I'm sure they have small, medium, large, extra large, but do they have an XF, extra fat?
He'll make you whatever.
No, that'd be for me.
Need.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I just have the belly. I don't have anything else. That's where I need Cedric and Troy to come into play, but they won't. Really, they won't help.
I want one with a winch on it so I can just lift myself up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not?
Somebody was talking about that not too long ago.
That's when you have all your own property like I have here. We'll just run a cord. We'll put that winch, that hoist up there, that hoist the bears, and you just latch on.
I'm all for trying it. It's a good video.
Oh, that's hysterical. I love it.
Well, that's good, too, because it's for bears, so there's not a weight limit, I would imagine.
Yeah, no. 400 or 500 pounds. Just don't put it on. Well, they say my buddy is a tree guy, and he said as long as the limb is as big as your wrist, it'll hold your body weight no matter what you are. So it's got to be the minimum of your wrist that it'll hold your body weight.
Wow.
So a little tricky.
I don't know. I've grew up in construction. I've been on many ladders that said don't exceed this amount.
Yeah.
And they still held. So.
Yeah. When you're 20 feet in the air and you read that, you're like, I don't know.
You start climbing, you look around to see if anybody's watching.
Oh, man. See, Troy and Cedric don't have those issues. We do.
They're gym rats.
Yeah, gym rats. Oh, that's funny. Well, Mr. Cedric, you've been lucky in your turkey season so far. 2 out of 3 hunts.
Yep.
Awesome.
Birds on the board. Yep. So things got a little Western on you there, huh?
Dadgum, I see it now.
Yeah, man.
You told me about it on the phone the other day, but that's the first time I've seen it.
See, you know, if you shoot a bow, that won't happen unless you're
that's exactly what I told him.
Really F it up.
I said, you put a shotgun in a bow hunter's hands, look what happens. He said, I know,
man. We it was an awesome hunt. Had one of my best friends here in Missouri with me. And so we go to one farm and it's miserable. It's right by the highway. You can't hear anything. We don't hear a single bird. So then I text a buddy. I'm like, hey, can I run over to this other farm? He's like, yeah, go ahead. Good luck. And so we get out there and we're out there for an hour just yelping. I mean, yelping, cutting. We actually had a bearded hen, a hen with probably about a 6 to 7 inch beard come out. And so I was giving him a hard time. I was like, what kind of turkeys you raising out here? You know what I mean? And so
they all that taste was awesome. The same, my friend.
Yeah, that's true. So so she kept us around. We were gonna peace out and get out of there. And it was, you know, probably 9 o'clock. And
so wait, stop for a second. So this whole thing that's going on in America today has made it all the way into the turkey demographics.
Yeah,
where we got bearded hens now. Jesus. Yeah, man,
my buddy was
bucks with antlers. We got guys with I'm not even gonna go there.
My buddy was laughing. He was like, man, I can't believe that there isn't a Tom or at least a Jake, you know, with her. And I was like, what, Tom wants to come in there when she might have a bigger beard than him, you know what I mean? Like, no way. And
rule number one of go to the bar when you're 22.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go away with anyone with a bigger beard than you.
Yeah. So, but anyways, so we yelped for like an hour, man. We were getting ready to get out of there, but thankfully she kind of kept us interested, kept us around. And then, man, probably about, just, I don't know, 9:15, this bird fires off probably about 400 or 500 yards away on the neighbor. And, but I mean, he starts just hammering off double gobbling just like crazy. And I was like, man, this might happen. But he had to come down a giant hill, cross a road, go through a fence and cross a creek to get to us. And I was like, man, like it's a lot of obstacles. And, so I just kind of shut up for a little bit and he kept firing off. I'd cut at him. He'd fire off. He'd double gobble. I was like, man, this might happen. And so I just shut up for a while. I set a timer on my phone. I set it for 10 minutes. And I was like, I'm not going to call for 10 minutes. And the next time he just fired off, he wasn't far. And I was like, this is going to happen. And but the way we were sitting in a power line cut. And I didn't have any decoys out or anything like that. And so he finally comes in. And it looked like he was going to skirt the edge of the power line cut, which is about 50 yards. And I was shooting TSS, extra full choke. Like I felt fine shooting at 50. And, but there was like tall CRP kind of in between us. And so he gets in front of us and just fires off. And he's looking around, trying to find the hen and he can't. So it looks like he's getting ready to skirt the edge of us on this power line cut. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send it. And, so I'm shooting a hawk. So some backstory on my shotgun, I have a hawk optic 1-4x20, like MOA dot turkey scope. Yeah. And thing's legit. It's pretty sweet. And so I just put the bead. I put it right on him and let it rip. and it rolls him, and like he starts flapping around, and I'm like, oh sweet. Well, then he gets his legs under him and starts taking off, and I'm like, oh crap. And so after my first initial shot, like my shotgun isn't shouldered like it should be, right? Like it's kind of like up here just a little bit, and I just look through the scope real quick, find him, and just turn and shoot, and it hit me right in the freaking face, man.
Oh.
And I shot so far behind him, there's no way it even connected. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, gosh, dang it, did I really just miss that bird? And then at about that time, I feel like water running down my face, and I'm like, gosh, dang it, I just scoped myself, and I bet I'm just pouring. And I was, man. I mean, I was bleeding all down my face. And so then, I mean, that's not even the best part, right? So
did the blood come out of the camo?
So thankfully I like was able to get it open. Like, I got
brand
no blood.
New camo.
I got no, I know. So I'm trying to keep
Kings,
it.
Please send more.
Yeah. So, well, I got it all on my freaking, my bino harness from Marsupial. And can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounded different in my mic, but anyways, so we go over there and we're looking. I don't see any feathers. I don't see anything. And my buddy's like, you freaking missed that turkey. And I'm like, dude, I can't believe this. You know, I've never scoped myself since I was freaking 5 years old. And so we get to walk in. And I look down and I'm like, man, I think I see blood. And so we look down, and by God, if we didn't find blood, we start blood trailing this turkey like we're blood trailing a freaking deer. And we finally get to like an opening into a field. And we lose blood. And then we see some more blood, but then we're like, is that my blood or is that the turkey's blood? And we can't quite figure it out. We lost blood. So my buddy's like, I'm going to go back to last blood and I'm going to keep looking. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to go walking. So I go walking, and I'm on the phone. I'm trying to call one of my buddies. And the next thing I know, I hear something. I look behind me, and here's this turkey freaking like limping, like running through the freaking like CRP. And I don't even think, I throw my phone on the ground and I just turn and shoot again. And my buddy's like, what is, and he comes running out and he sees this turkey, you know, bopping across the field. And then if you've ever seen the movie Forrest Gump, like when he's running in Vietnam with his gun up and I need it, that's what I'm doing. I'm chasing, so I chase this turkey across this CRP field. My binos fly out of my, my bino pack, cause I'd had it pulled down. And he makes it to the timber. And so I take one step into the timber and freaking a log hits me right in the knee. I face plant into the, in the freaking thing. I rip up my pants. And so he's still taking off. And so I grab my gun. So yeah, throw my gun whenever I fell. So I have to grab my gun real quick, get back within range, shoot again. And finally, you know, roll him then. But Jesus. Dude, I lost my hat. The tree limb took my hat off. I mean, my buddy was like, that turkey's whooping your butt. Dude, it was bad.
I wish I was a cameraman on that.
I mean, just
20-pound bird just tore you up, son.
I won't play the video. Like, I won't play the whole video, but like, just so people can see, like, that are watching this podcast, like here is my face after I got scoped. I mean, it ate my lunch, man. So it was awesome. I mean, it was a fun hunt. Like, let me find this real quick. So here he comes. So like here he's walking, he's coming in. And he just fires off like right in front of us. And then he's kind of popping his head up.
Oh, you definitely hit him.
Yeah. And so yeah, but it was, dude, it was awesome. I mean, it was a good hunt. I mean, we got the bird. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. So
did you eat him?
Oh yeah, ate him last night. We last cut him up. Yeah, we cut him up. And come to find out, I breast shot the absolute crap out of him. So that sucked. I had to dig BBs out like crazy but yeah, let him sit in some salt water for a while just to try to pull the blood out. And then we diced him up and rolled him in some like garlic herb panko and then air fried it. And
nice. Good. Good.
It was almost like a Von Damme movie. All the blood. Yeah.
Dude, it was. So I called Josie. I FaceTimed Josie, and I just had it on my face. And she immediately was like, "What is wrong with your face?" And I was, and I explained it to her. It was awesome. So yeah.
Well, yeah, hey, you're alive. You made it.
It's been like that for all of our turkey hunts so far. I mean, Nebraska was a complete swing and a miss. That was horrible. I'll definitely never go anywhere except Western Nebraska, because we didn't see any birds out there. But then Iowa had a rough first morning because it was super cold and windy. And then Friday evening, we're going, because you can hunt all day in Iowa, we're going back out, and we get into a cornfield, and there's a mess of like 20 birds. And we crouched down real quick, and I think they probably saw us. But anyways, we had Reapers with us. So we kind of backtracked, come back around, and we found the 1 2-year-old that was like, "Not today, fools," you know, and we put our, we kind of reaped up to him, and by God, here he came. And
what's just a reaper?
So so you got like a turkey, like the frontal face of a turkey, okay. and then we put like a fan on the back, you know, and then just basically go at him. And then, man, he came right at us, and I just rolled him. So it was awesome.
Nice. Well, yeah. Next year it's bow only for you.
I know. Well, that's probably what I'm going to do. I got to go to Kansas and go back to Nebraska. So I think that's what I'm going to try to do when I go out there, is try to shoot them with my bow out there in Kansas and Nebraska.
It's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This year we didn't even see a gobbler so far. So,
yeah, no, I definitely want to shoot. I'm not going to do it this year, but probably next year I'm going to shoot those, like, you know, decapitating style broadheads next year. So instead of body shooting them.
Yeah, man, whatever gets done.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you got them tagged out, and that's all we can ask for, right?
That's right. Yeah, and I got
to wait a week. First blood for the bowman this year.
That's right.
Well, you know.
Well,
different. <It's> too soon. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Multiple blood.
Yeah.
Samples.
Yeah, that's fun. It's a good time.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, there you go.
You mount that on your bow, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Got little twist ties on it, bow, whatever.
Yeah, those things are legit. I need to get one of those.
You plan on using it, Troy, or are you just going to like?
I tried to last year. I just couldn't.
Do you strap it on your hat and just walk around the house with it? Piss your wife off?
It fits right on your bow. Nice. And everything fits right through there, and it's sweet.
Yep.
This one's Ultimate Predator.
You'd see my love handles hanging on each side of it when I'm trying to go across the field.
Like, what's that? I was watching something. I don't remember what I was watching on YouTube, but a guy put a whole turkey mount on a remote control, like, four-wheel drive thing, and drove it.
I drove it
out there. I was like, that's awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, we're going from turkey into mineral usage and antler growth, which I'm all about, because you know, I always say I'm going to go turkey hunting, and I never end up having the time. Spring's hard for me. I mean, we have gardens to put in. We produce a lot of our own food here. We're doing a lot of banquet catering and stuff like that. The shop is 3D season, so everyone's wanting stuff done. So for me, be able to get out and go turkey hunting is pretty hard. But we got Mr. Shane Ellis here from Build the Bone, and we're proud to have him on. Thank you for coming. And, let's talk about what's going on here. First of all, I want to start with, and I'm sure you've probably said this before on other places, but I want to know how you got into this. Like, no one just wakes up one day and says, "I'm going to put mineral together and I'm going to sell it and it's going to work." Like, what happened here?
Oh, man, it's such a story. You know, growing up, we've been always been a pretty religious family, and I always believed everything happens for a reason, and no matter what, good or bad in life,
amen,
you're right where you're supposed to be, right? So there's a lot of trials, tribulations. I'm not going to take you through everything. I'm 44 now, and I've been working. I was pouring concrete with my dad, raking concrete, 10 years old, framing, like, just always out there, you know, and loved it. And long story short, my dad's from northern Minnesota. We grew up duck hunting, grouse hunting, bird hunting, right? So when we got the opportunity to deer hunt, we'd go to southern Ohio near Athens, and we would take a day or 2 days, depending. We were always in sports and school. And we'd go, and we were the brown, it's down, you know, public land. You took it home and you ate it. So fast forward to all these years, you know, working hard, we finally got a place of ourselves, and in Southern Ohio near Portsmouth. And almost 16 years, I tried everything on the market. I'd go to these expos. I would be the guy that buy $400 or $500 of stuff, put out 12 cameras just to try to see what was the best. And I have a buddy of mine, which, you know, kind of brings me back to the everything happens for a reason. And this whole thing has happened organically. And it's, I know I've heard that over and over, and I sometimes think that word's overused, but the guy that brought me to an Elk Foundation meeting in 2016 is now one of the owners with us. There's four owners of the company. So he took me to an Elk Foundation meeting, and I met Mr. Craig Colbreth, AKA Papa Bone, from Brownsville, Kentucky. He was doing a little expo in the same convention center, but just next door. I went to use the restroom, and I started talking to this guy, and he was telling me about it, and he was just telling his story. And I couldn't believe how many vitamins and minerals he had in the mix. And he spent over 30 years doing this, and he had no intention of even selling it. Like, he finally been pushed enough to sell it. So I bump into this guy. I'm supposed to be in there. My buddy that's now part owner is an FFL dealer. I'm supposed to be helping him. And Mr. Craig was cash only, and I didn't have $20 to buy a 20-pound bag. And I took his card, and I thought about it, went back to the Elk Foundation meeting. Time it was over, they were gone. I thought long and hard about it. I called him the next day, and I said, Mr. Craig, I said, I'd like to buy 500 pounds from you. And he's from Brownsville's right near Mammoth Cave National Park, down there in Kentucky. And he said, hell, Shane, you ain't even tried it yet. And I said, but there's something about our conversation. Something was different. I don't know. I can't explain it. But I literally drove down the next weekend and got 500 pounds from him and drove to my place in Portsmouth, Ohio, and put it out. And it was all by accident, really, truly. So 2 weeks go by. It was actually the first week of March that I met him. A week later, I went and put it out. 2 weeks later, I went and checked my cameras, and, you know, that's been 2016. I didn't have any cell cams. Cell cams weren't really out. Checked my camera pictures, and they doubled in pictures, and a couple of them tripled, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? Like, I couldn't believe it. I was excited, but at the same time was saying, what is going on here? I even called Mr. Craig, and I said, please tell me this stuff is legal. What is going on with these? And you know, he went even further to explain it to me, and it was just like, I honestly couldn't believe it. And I was like, where has this been 16 years before that? You know, it was a game changer. The first year I used it, I thought I could tell a difference. I was just a consumer. I just was buying from him, but I started buying so much that he said, why don't you become a distributor for me? So since then, I've got it all over Ohio, and now, with their help, we're in 42 different states, and it's been unbelievable just because it's mostly been word of mouth. We have very little marketing. We finally just had a new website done by FDO Outdoors. Final Descent is amazing. So that's helped a bunch here in the late, but it's just, I couldn't believe, and I still couldn't understand why it was happening. And so he goes into the late 80s. He started mixing it for himself, right? He was around Mammoth Cave National Park. He just knew his deer needed something. So he was just doing it for his deer and his deer only. All these years, he kept changing mixtures, changing different things, bringing stuff in from different parts of the United States, making his mixture until he finally got it. He feels like he perfected it in 2009 when his neighbors, he was the Folger coffee can man, giving it to all his neighbors around the county, you know, letting them try it. Him try it, you know, just and was doing it more just because he wanted the deer healthy. He had no intention again of even selling it. So he goes forward 2014 to find us at University of Kentucky. They got everything they needed, and it came to market. And then 2 years later, 2016, is when I saw him in Sharonville, Cincinnati. And when I saw year two of the minerals and what I could actually see the deer changing, whether it was a buck or whether it was a doe that had a special mark on her or something was changing. That was the first time I could ever truly see something different. You know, I knew all these years minerals and everything was, it's good to have, and it's healthy, and it's what you need to do, but I could never see the deer changing. So year two, year three comes along. My daughter's 15 now, but she was younger. We were looking through camera pictures in year three. And I was like, what are all these spike bucks? Like, what is going on here? I mean, I was just kind of baffled because I was looking, of course, you greedy, looking for the bigger ones. And she goes, well, Daddy, they've been on building bone. And I thought, I had to stop for a minute. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I asked my brothers and other family friends. We collectively have a place down there together. And year three, I said, let me know if you guys see any button bucks. Didn't tell them why, didn't say anything else. And by the end of the year, and we have nieces, nephews, my kids, nobody saw any button bucks. And I thought, wow, you know, year four, you could start seeing the difference. And year five was, I found a rack. It had 4 points on it. And its pedestal was, no kidding, about the size of my pinky. And I asked Papa Bone, I said, what is that? He said, man, he said, you're changing them. He goes, that wasn't a button buck. He said, maybe it'd been a spike, but it may have jumped to that. And I thought, there is no way. There's no way, you know, because that's just not what I grew up believing, right? A couple years back, I had the opportunity to work with Bone Maniacs out of Idaho. There's guys, Whitetail Maniacs out of Iowa. Whitetail Maniacs took it to Iowa, and they were telling me about their deer. They're like saying, our deer start out at 6-pointers, 8-pointers. And I was like, no way. Like, that's impossible, right? You know, kind of like you're saying, New York. I grew up on, you know, spikes and 4-pointers, and it's just not possible. It's not genetically possible. So anyway, starting to see the evolution of my deer, and having that somebody else in a different state saying, no, it is possible. And now watching, you know, 2024 here, 6 years, I guess, oh my gosh, 8 years. This spring was the start of 8 years. And it's made the difference in our deer, not only the mass, the time length, but it's just the overall health. You know, your doe is the one that's bringing you the next biggest buck. It's not that big buck. The doe is the most important. So Mr. Craig did the overall health of the deer herd. And he studied herbivores in general. So we have black bears and so many other species of animals that actually love it. But he went even deeper. He started studying their stomach, right? And he started studying the secretions of the stomach. And I hope he doesn't kill me for this because I like to use his Southern accent. But I said, they come to it so consistent. How did you do that? Like, and he said, well, consistency is key. And he goes, hell, Shane, it's just like a big old Rolaid. It's easy on their stomach and they love it.
Man, you almost sound like him.
in the most simplest terms, that made sense to me. And I thought, okay, you know. And so watching these deer, and my cameras weren't blowing up because I had 100 different deer from all the counties coming around. It was, I was having the same deer in a 24-hour period, 2, 3, sometimes 4 times, you know. It was unbelievable. And truly the first time that I thought, this man's got something, you know. And if I hadn't had the history of trying everything under the sun before that, I wouldn't be able to say that. So it was, yeah. It went from there, from me buying so much to now I'm part owner, director of sales. And you know, like I said, it's mostly been word of mouth. It's funny. I've started in little stores. I used to load my truck and trailer. I'd leave 5 a.m. Saturday morning in Ohio. And I'd circumvent the state. Like, I literally would go and hit the stores, and, you know, because nobody heard of us. Why would they buy a pallet from us? So I'd sell them 4 or 5 buckets. I'd let them try it for themselves. I'd just, you know, and now every store's buying to buy the pallet, and they can't believe, like, so everything I told them is now true, right? And they're seeing it for themselves. And That's the most powerful thing, is for people to see it for themselves. And Mr. Craig's the best at the shows about it, right? Everybody loves meeting Papa Bone, but he always tells them, he said, hell, I ain't going to sell you a bunch. Just try a bucket. You take a bucket, put your camera on it. And he says, I won't have to tell you anymore. And it's true. You know, that it speaks for themselves. And like most of us, industry is flooded. I've tried everything. Most people have. Like, how much money? We don't even want to put dollars, how much money we spent on trying different things. But when people try it and they see it for themselves and they come to their own opinion, that's when it's the best. And those are the best phone calls and the texts and the deer, oh my gosh, look at this. Can you believe, you know, and that's the neatest part. And this all started just by, we want to make him proud because he spent so long on it. And it's amazing. I really have not seen another product like it out there.
Yeah. So I will say I've spent and probably tried thousands of different mineral companies and whatever, and I don't see a difference in what they eat and what they take and what they do. And, you know, I run cameras all year round. I own my own property, have my own farms, and, you know, I don't see a difference. So what do you think, in your opinion, is the difference between what Build the Bone has to offer and others out there? What do you think? And without getting into details of special ingredient and stuff like that, but, you know, is it, there's got to be something, right? Because what I've found in speaking to a couple other, you know, people that run mineral companies, and you look at a lot of their ingredient is salt, right? That's their filler. It's cheap. It covers the basis. It fills the buckets. It makes them their money. And then they can still list all these other ingredients in there, but the basis is of it is salt. So what's the difference between this product?
Well, to be honest, the big basis of ours is salt as well, but there's tons of different kinds of salt, right? Mm-hmm. And there's tons of different ways of doing it. And I had to learn myself, because when I first looked at the label and I bought that from them, I saw the extra vitamins in there and the extra minerals. And I was just curious. And that's what made me do it. And then when the deer came in so consistently, I quickly said, I don't really care what the label says. Yeah. My deer are telling me what they like and what they don't like, exactly. You know? And I think that's why he's done it the way he's done it, is because the whole way along, his deer have told him the story. His deer told him what to change, what to mix. Like he didn't go to college to study them. He didn't have a biologist. He's a certified biologist himself, just from all the work and the efforts, 30 some years and the soil he studied and things, but he let his animals tell him what it is. And I think that's like, not to be dances with the wolves and that kind of stuff, but I think that's why it's so much different, is because he watched the cameras, he watched the deer, he watched his deer change, he tweaked it until the point where he could see such growth and such health on his deer that he knew he had it. And
you're listening to the Bowman Podcast. If it's archery, hunting, and anything outdoors, we're talking about it. Now, back to the guys. Paul Romano Jr., Troy Forrester, and Cedric O'Hara.
That's amazing to me. Like, who has that kind of patience, right?
And I don't.
You know, me neither. You know, we want it all now, and we want it. But I think that's why it's different, is because he trialed and erred for 30 years and he finally got up to that sweet spot, mm-hmm. But he let the deer tell him. He didn't let anything else. He didn't go and break down every molecule and every, you know, thing like that. He knew what they needed, studied enough on the stomachs and things, and the digestive process was the biggest thing. So I actually called him earlier today because, funny enough, I don't know if you can see back of my shirt, but it says, when the blood's flowing, the bones are growing.
Yeah. Right? Nice.
My wife loves it.
Yeah. So he was telling me it's cardiovascular health is where he kind of finally ended up at, right? And it increases the red blood cell count, which increases the blood flow. And that blood flow is where you're getting these big bucks jumping in their antlers, right? It's not a ton of calcium. It's not what people think. I had to see it for myself because I grew up thinking it was all calcium. It was all,
yeah.
You know, that's the only thing, is bone growth, right? Me drinking milk. I wish these son of guns would drink milk because maybe they would get bigger racks, but it wasn't. It was a cardiovascular health, the increase of the red blood cell count, and that blood flow. So,
yeah. Widening the arteries going up.
100%. So, yep. You know, blood's flowing, bones growing. Was fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know,
so But it's the truth, you know, and it's not just the bucks though. It's your doe. It's a prenatal vitamin for the doe. And I don't want to say same things that all the other mineral companies are doing. I'm just want to try to hit on why I think it's different. And I think that he really watched his deer change before he finally got to where he's at. And I've seen the results. Like I said, 16 years before that, I could never see the deer change. I never knew a difference. I knew it was good. I threw all sorts of stuff out there. But to watch them change and to watch them now and to watch my button bucks go to spikes to maybe the first rack, I can't say for sure, be a, you know, have a four on one side of his pedestal as smart as that. Like, I'm watching these deer grow, and it's amazing.
Wow.
And I don't think anybody that ever hunts, especially if you're fortunate enough to own property, it's not about, if you put in the time and the effort, it's okay to wait 5-6 years. Like, that's what it's going to take to change your deer. And mind you, Southern Ohio, where I'm at, there's no crop fields around. I'm in big hill country. So the crops are so far away. These deer are literally big hill country deer, eating briars in the winter, eating things. So even more impressive that these deer are changing. Now, I think that's where you're getting some of these big jumps from these other big deer, like behind me and Johnny Maxwell buck from Final Descent. They have great food. They have, you know, they're also have a protein feed, and they have the right vitamins and minerals. And it's just blowing them up genetically. But
yeah,
it's so exciting for me because we've only scratched the surface. We are a small company. We all have full-time jobs. And but I'm telling you, I told them a long time ago when I first saw it, I said, this is the next biggest thing in the hunting industry. And I said, I'm glad to be a part of it, because again, it was all by accident. And that's where I feel like it was truly meant to be. So
awesome.
I can tell you, I've been working with them for 6 years, and the property I started it on, I ended up losing that property, went to another property where I killed this deer here, but I haven't seen a spike in 3 years. I mean, they're just not there. I mean, our year old deer are having, you know, most of them have 8 points already. So, you know, I can say it's from Build-A-Bone. I don't know for a fact, but obviously something's changed, you know.
Yep.
So,
absolutely.
But do you remember, Noel, when Brad Clay, Final Descent, called me and, you know, about the Johnny Maxwell? And I actually was like, man, don't tell them about Build-A-Bone, because everybody's going to think they're all going to grow 200 and some inch. And that's, you know, and he said, well, the only difference has been, Shane, 2 years we've been using Build-A-Bone. He said, and we produced that animal. And
yeah. And we got photos of him at 160 inches the year before.
Same situation.
Same situation.
Yes, sir.
Blew to a 214. That just doesn't happen without something else.
No.
And they're not protein feed. That's just a 5,000 acre ranch. That's just,
oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Well, 5,000 acres, half of it, or a little bit of it's in Texas. Most of it's in Oklahoma.
It also shows the lack of nutrients that's on that property. Then,
yes,
you know, that buck would have never grown into its potential without that supplement feed, you know, and mineral added, you know, that was there, and it just showed it needed that boost. It needed that growth.
And I can tell you too, also, like in spring rock right now, I don't have my cameras out of batteries, but, so I'll have does come into the Build-A-Bone sites, and they're bringing, you know, like right now they haven't been born, but later on, you know, the fawns will be with them, and those fawns will stay over there. And they're at those mineral sites longer than the mama is.
Yeah.
So that tells me that they need it, or they wouldn't be going after it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of the neatest things that's been for me to watch this, is that I've watched fawns who barely could walk, truly. And the mama brings them to the minerals. Like, it's just like that thing, that fawn could not have been a day or two old. And the mom brings it to there. It's like, they know what they need. Papa Bone's got this saying, and we give him a hard time. We love him to death, but he's funny as heck. But he said, it's not only what they need, it's what they like. And an animal always knows what they need and what they like. And, and that's why you're seeing that. And that's why you're seeing this boost of animals coming to it. And it's awesome. It's so much fun. I can't even tell you.
We need to do another one and bring Craig with you. That'd be a fun podcast. That dude's something else, man.
He is. He's as honest as the day is long. He's got more sayings. Well, I'm not even rude.
Sign us up. Let's do it.
Oh man, yeah. We actually want to make a we want to have his own IG page and build a meme, a cartoon character of him and all his sayings. I'm telling you, people just won't even understand it. Yeah. It's awesome.
We're gonna do that with Cedric too.
I run their social media pages, and I've been begging them to get him to his own, because he gets on there and he'll talk to people. And I'm like, dude, it's a business page, bro. You know, but he's something else.
So I got some like just basic questions.
Sorry, I've never had an AirPod in before. I just lost it.
So AirPod. I actually got a funny story. So I've gone through so many AirPods, losing them at the airport, leaving them, whatever. So I recently joined the gym near us here, and I've been going there. And so I bought a new set because whatever, they're not all they're cracked up to be. They fall out, stuff like that. So I bought a new set of Sony ones. And so today I had them in listening to a podcast while I was rototilling the garden, and one of them popped out of my ear, and my 9-month-old Malamute dog picked that thing up and ate it. I was like, you son of a, I was so mad. I was like, they weren't cheap. It was like, whatever. I was like, and it went disconnected, and then blah, 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 and they wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, man, you're going to be shitting Sony for. I was so angry. I don't mean to change topics, but that just reminded me when it popped out of your ear. But so the product, is it granular or is it liquid, or they're both?
Yes, so it's all granular. And, I feel like one of the biggest things he did is he used a 13 grain mineral. So it leaches slower into the ground. So the salt is what the deer really want, right? But the salt's the first thing to get into the soil. I don't care if you have clay. We've had it Alabama, Florida, the panhandle. I mean, honestly, I know of at least 42 different states people have used it in. And once it hits that clay pan, even if you're in the southern states and you get through that sand and there's a clay pan down there somewhere, it stops. And when it hits that clay pan, man, those deer go for it. And it's a salt they really want. The stuff that he put in it, it's a mixture of things around the United States. And I try to tell people, I said, no matter where you're at in the U.S., there's something not native to your soil. And for him to create this mixture and to study soils all across the United States, what we're lacking here in Ohio, it's got a little something we need, right? What they're lacking in Texas, it's got a little something that needs. Like it honestly is the most incredible mix to work in so many different states and for people to see the difference. So I think 13 grain mineral leaching slower is a big part of it, right? You're not losing that salt. So in order to get to the salt, they have to dive down and they have to go through your minerals in the soil or the minerals in the stump. So they are consuming way more than they would naturally. And I think that's the big boost. And then being easy on their stomach again, I just haven't come into it over and over and over and over and consistent. And man, there's such small increments in these, what they're consuming, but makes such a big difference. You know, I think you said it earlier, is just far as they must've been lacking that, right? Or they didn't have that, or it's not, you don't need 50% calcium. I'm sorry. I've seen the difference. You know, you need very little. We have, I think, 1.5% calcium. Don't quote me on it, because it got to the point where I didn't care what the label said. I saw what my cameras and I saw the deer changing. And that's where we really try to tell people, just try it. Try it. Let, you know, I always say, let you be the judge on it. But there's so many things I want to say, but I don't want to, you know, you can't say it for sure. But I know I've had some people that have been 15, 20 year on a certain product. We'll never badmouth another product. I'm just glad there's more and more people doing things for the deer, right? It has come a long way in the last 15 years, even myself. I didn't know about it when I was growing up. I didn't know Kentucky was one of the first states I realized, like everybody down there, they were pushing minerals and vitamins for their deer. And watching people do this and manage their deer, I think it's why we're seeing a big swing in the growth. And, you know, Ohio's one of the top states for big bucks. And to even impress the guys up here, I mean, there's been web show guys, there's been I mean, guys like Final Descent. I mean, so many guys have been in the industry so long. And to wow them, we don't need to say anything else. You know, it's they've seen it for themselves. They've made their decision. And, you know, it's just it truly speaks for itself.
Yeah. Here in this county that I live in, they actually don't even let us put minerals out.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So we're considered what's called, it sucks. We're considered what's called a CWD county. And so they won't let you do it.
Nothing. Yeah. Cause some places you can put it down, but you have to pick it up for hunting season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but like
that's how we are.
And Brian Kitlinger is the same way. He uses build a bone, but he has to do it in a certain time frame.
Yeah.
And he can't let it soak in the soil either. He has to put a plastic tub down.
Yeah. 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 It stinks. It freaking stinks.
Well, I can put it and up here so I can take Cedric's share.
There we go.
Skip away.
That's where you fill your pockets, Cedric, when you're walking out and be like, oh, I have a little hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like, by the way. I don't know if you can see it. Let's see. Does it show up?
No.
It's kind of blurry. I was going to show you what the granules look like. That was a picture we took of it pouring it out. But
yeah,
I got you.
Too much light glare in here.
So the bucket size that you have behind you, I see you have like a 2.5 gallon, a 5 gallon. What's it costing?
So we like to tell people, really teach people. And I don't mean teach if they don't know what they're doing, because I didn't know what I was doing, but it's a system, right? It's a year-long system. So we have 20-pound buckets and 50-pound buckets. So we ask people to put the minerals out sometime, depending on your area, February to April. Use 40 pounds now and refresh with 20 pounds every 2 to 3 months. So 100 pounds is the cycle for the year. It is the build-the-bone system. If you have a higher deer density, you might use 120. I'll be honest, some people, even including myself, you get so excited, you end up putting out more than you really need to. And I know better, but you just can't help it sometimes. But truly, 100 pounds will run that mineral system all year long. So our big buckets are $55. So you buy two buckets, you're $110 for the year plus tax. That's crazy. I always tell people, and I quit running corn. I mean, Build-A-Bone not only brought the deer in, but it let me inventory my bucks in the off season. So that was what was different from all the other stuff I was using, right? They've hit it off, you know, a little bit. And then about June, July, it seemed like they cut off. We've had so many hard-horned bucks being killed over the mineral sites that I honestly can't even explain it, you know? But two of the big buckets, 100 pounds, like I said, 120 will run your mineral site all year long. And if people keep that system going, 40 now, 20 every 2 to 3 months, it brings you right back. And then it's just a consistent. So it's not only for that buck growing his horns, but that doe's pregnant in November, right? Yeah. December. It's automatically in her system. So guess what? That fawn that comes out. So that's why we try to teach in the system. We've all been guilty, especially me growing up, you know, being a big bird hunter, is that you get closer to hunting season, you're like, oh, I need that next best thing. Well, that's great, but you really need it all year long to see the difference. And the cost, like I said, I quit running corn as soon as things start blooming, probably March up here, end of March, first of April. I don't run any more corn, and I let it go all the way till about a week before season. And I always keep my mineral lick and my corn separate, just the way I've always done it. But everybody's like, you don't run corn all year? And I said, no. And actually, the first year that we used Build-A-Bone, we had 5 to 6 shooters. And we were considering 140-inch or bigger shooter, right?
Yeah.
Down these big hills, southern Ohio, is different to us. It was harder hunting. I live up around these fields. I live where some of the biggest bucks have been killed here in Greene County, Warren County, Ohio, Clinton County, Ohio, the not poached record lately. I mean, I'm within 15 minutes of all these deer. And
was it your field that it was actually in?
I'm sorry?
Was it your field that deer actually was in when it got killed?
No. I wish. But I know exactly where it was at, which was even crazier.
That's why we know it was poached, because it was in this field. Yeah, overbuild the bone.
Yeah. I had pictures, damn it. No, that's funny. But it truly is. It's different. And to watch the deer down there grow the way they're growing. And it's just, I was getting ready to say, some of these people have been on the same mineral. They're true to whatever they've been using 15, 20 years. I honestly don't know, and anybody could message me after this and tell me different, but I've not had one person go from using what they've been using all those years, use build the bone and go back to what they were using. I don't care if it's 10 years, 15, 20 years. So that's been enough impressive. Said
right there.
Do you do any preparation to your site, like right before you're going to apply it or whatever? Like, I know some people will kind of like disc up the ground or something to help it get in. What do you do anything like that?
I don't. I kind of was the field testing guy, and I started thinking it was funny. You know, so my one sister had 14 acres, so I went into weeds, literally grass up to my chest, and I dumped 40 pounds out. And in 2.5 weeks, it was down to bare dirt. And I was like, wow, what the hell's going on? You know? So I just kept trying different things and to see if there was a wrong way or a right way. I know people say scrape the ground back and do all that, which is, it's wonderful. You know, the leaching in the soil is where the deer feel more natural, right? But I dumped it on everything possible, anywhere possible, behind my house here and on a hillside, and they still tear it up. So there's really no wrong way to put it out.
Yeah. I mean, I just say, because we've had some construction going on here, and I just tilled up all the yard behind me for some gardens and stuff. The minute you disturb that soil, the deer come anyway. Yes. To it. Yes. You know, whether there's something in it or not, they love it, and they just sit there and they just graze on it. It's so weird to see. But you know, then you're throwing a mineral-based product on top of that. It's definitely going to work, but I'm definitely intrigued, man. I mean, it's like I said, I've used a bunch of product that I haven't noticed a difference at all. It's the proof's in the pudding. I mean, it's there. And then I like that there's an actual process to use it. Like, 'cause most people are like, just put out as much as you can, like, you know, dump it on logs, right, dump it on this. You need 300 pounds, like whatever. Like, no, there's actually like, follow the process and you'll have enough to, you know, you don't need to go overboard with it, you know, because some people are like, dump 10,000 pounds of corn and, you know, you'll be great. More deer will come. But so that's what's attractive to me is that, like, okay, this is how you use it and this is why.
Yes.
You know,
to be honest, it's affordable. It is affordable for every single one of us.
Yeah.
I'm in construction, you know, so every time we dig a basement, it is funny that deer tracks overnight automatically, you know, it's just, they can't help themselves. So, but it's affordable. And honestly, all that corn I was running all year long, not to mention all the other stuff I was putting in there, really.
Not to mention it's like $12 a bag now.
Oh man, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I was saving money, and the first year, like I said, we had $5 to $6 inventory as far as shooters, 140 and bigger. And mind you, when we got that property down there, 120, 130 inch deer were all the bigger we were seeing, you know?
Yeah.
And to watch this evolution, and we've shot 170s, and now we're watching bigger ones. And I feel like that's one of the hardest places to grow deer is in those big hill countries with very little food. So it's been awesome.
Great. So now how do our listeners here, how do they get it?
So you can go to buildthebone.com. We actually ship 20-pound bags out of there because that's the only way the postal service will take it. It's been the way that, you know, the biggest thing we face is the weight, right?
Yeah.
And the cost of it. So that's the hard part. We're slowly but surely.
First thing I got was bags. Back.
It was, yes. Yep. But you know, there's some people, like I said, your average hunter or most people like us, if you only have a couple sites, you don't mind spending that extra money for shipping because you only need 100 pounds for the whole year. And I've got guys in North Carolina order 4 buckets and they're like, I just have 2 sites. So I don't mind paying the shipping. You're saving me on the corn you're running all year. So it really works out. And we really try to help people with shipping. We're slowly getting to more stores. You're going to start seeing us really grow. Help of Final Descent and Noel, and we're starting to get a base where people are recognizing us and stores are calling us to put them in there. We just had a guy from Louisiana, Patrick Savoy, out of the blue, calls Papa Bone. And I call him and he said, man, I've been watching you guys a year and a half. He said, something's different. He said, my wife owns a store. We'd like to put it in there. So it's not, I'm not even having to call stores. Stores are calling us and asking how to do it. So it's just, it feels really good because it's just, everything is coming together and everything is coming naturally, you know, and I don't care if it takes 50 years. I tell the guys all the time, if you sell 1 million buckets and you don't make $1 a bucket, that's a pretty darn good year. So the most exciting thing is that it's affordable. People love it. People consistently say good things about us. And you know, it's like building a good house with somebody, right? One person says one bad thing, it messes up the 20 you did before that. So to have all the praises and all the people and the people like Noel been in the industry for so long, do this and see this and promote us is just like, I don't have to say anything else. Like, listen to them again, just try it for yourselves.
Yeah.
I can tell you, you guys know, I run several different social media platforms for several different companies in this industry. And I don't have any like Build-A-Bone where there's so many people that are sending us messages. I mean, and they're just fired up about what they're seeing. And I tell Shane about it all the time. It just blows me away because as many platforms as I run, I don't see even close to that with anybody else. I mean, not even a smidgen. And that just goes to show you that people are really seeing what's going on with it. And they're getting excited about it.
I love it.
Sweet. Yeah. And that's why, you know, that's why you're here. You know, we believe in the products that we use and what's out there. And, you know, Noel said that you're excited to come on and be a part of it and pitch the product and however we can help, you know, you guys drive your business and move it forward. I know that, you know, I own a shop as well. So maybe we'll chat a little bit after this and, you know, see if we can get some in there. And, you know, Cedric can't use it down there, but I know Troy can. And,
I got a couple places in mind already.
We can get this stuff growing, but I appreciate you coming on there, Shane, and you know, talking about the product and pitching it out there to our guests. We've been growing here over the past year. We've had a bunch of great guests coming on, and near one of them, and you know, thank you to Noel and Cedric for coming on and being a part of this. But guys, have any parting words for us here before we move on?
No. I got a truck full of it right now. I can't wait to get down there and get it out. So,
yeah, there you go.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you guys so much. Like, you don't even know. I'm so backward when it comes to this kind of stuff. Noel laughs at me all the time. it's just to even be on this, it feels awesome. But all the credit goes to Papa Bone. All those years, you know, his son Corey is part owner with us. He's created the logo. The people love the logo, whether their name's Brian or their last name, not even Honey, you know what I mean? People love the logo and they love our saying. So it's just kind of an all around. And, you know, one of the Kyle Colbreth is Corey's brother, Papa Bone's other son. And he said, you know, for us, it's not just hunting, it's a way of life. And so the last t-shirt we made, it's got a black bee on it. And on the back, it's got an old tree stand reminds them of their grandpa's stand they grew up in. And on the back of it, it says, it's a way of life. And then down in the corner in the high grass, it's got a deadhead kind of hiding. You got to look close to find it. But Corey's the creative man behind this. Jerry's our other partner. He's our business development. The four of us are excited. And like I said, I can't thank you guys enough for even being on here. I would never guess that we'd be to this point. So thank you.
Awesome.
You gotta bring Papa Bone with you next time.
That's absolutely all I ask.
I wanted you to get on here the first time and then next time let's have him on.
Yeah. Oh, we will.
We gotta do that. You know, absolutely.
You can't help but love him. You really can't.
He's something else.
He is something else. So we'll definitely do that. Maybe we'll get all four of us together and we'll do another one. It'd be wonderful. You guys would. You need to meet the man behind it all. I mean, he's like I said, I already said it, but he's as genuine as the day is long, and just never intended to sell it. But is so proud when people come up to the shows. It's not. He doesn't care if you buy 10 buckets or one bucket. He just wants them to try it. And he's so proud. People now, the people we've been around long enough, they come, especially the Columbus, Ohio show, and they're like, Papa Bone, women, men, everybody, boys, girls, said, look at the deer I shot last year using Build the Bone. And that fills that man's heart more than anything. And
nice.
And so that's what it's kind of all about. And get to this point with it being that way, I just think it's going to continue to go. And it's doing the right thing, and it's working, and it's I don't know. It's fun. I think it's meant to be. For some reason I'm here. I can't explain why. But
great. Well, we appreciate you being here with us and going through it. So we will definitely shout this from the rafters and get everyone out there looking at it, and we'll go from there. But we appreciate you having on, Shane, Noel, Cedric, Troy. Any last parting words from you all?
No, thanks for being on.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah, been a good one. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet everyone.
Get you on. We've talked about it for a while. I'm glad you're on now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Bowen Podcast. Every show is a testosterone-fueled adventure. If it's archery, hunting, anything outdoors, working out, we're talking about it. Thanks for coming over. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, give us a like, rating, review, and subscribe to the show. Hook up with us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at the Bowman Podcast. Be safe out there, and we'll see you next time on the Bowman Podcast.